This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. European leaders have pledged both arms and a path to the European Union for Ukraine. AP's Jennifer King has more.
In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania, who during their visit to Kyiv yesterday vowed to back his country's candidacy to join the European Union and offered more weapons to help fend off Russia's invasion. Zelensky described it as a truly historic day, saying Ukraine has felt the support of four powerful European states at once. He also said it was important for him to hear that European leaders agree the end of the war and peace for Ukraine should be as Ukraine sees them, and not by conceding land to Russia. At a news conference yesterday, French President Emmanuel Macron promised more truck-mounted artillery guns, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said their message is that Ukraine belongs to the European family. The leaders also visited a Kyiv suburb where many civilians were killed. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he had no objections to Ukraine joining the European Union following the European Commission's historic decision to back Kyiv's bid to become a member. Russia has railed against Ukraine's attempts to join the NATO military alliance for years, with the issue becoming a major standoff between Moscow and the West. Before he ordered tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine in late February, Putin had sought legal guarantees from the United States that Ukraine would not be admitted into the military alliance. And Spain headed for its hottest early summer temperatures in four decades on Friday. One area of France banned outdoor events and drought-stalked Italian farmers as a heat wave sent Europeans hunting for shade and fretting over climate change. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The January 6th committee in the United States outlines the plan to illegally overturn the 2020 presidential election. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that story.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol detailed a pressure campaign headed by then-President Donald Trump in an attempt to force then-Vice President Mike Pence to overturn President Biden's election victory. Pence's former counsel, Greg Jacob, says had he done so, the nation would have been sent into a spiral.
A constitutional jump ball situation, political chaos in Washington, lawsuits, and who knows what's happening in the streets.
During the hearing, the committee played videos of Trump supporters threatening Pence.
Bring out Pence!
Bring him out!
Bring out Pence!
The panel noted the danger to Pence, with rioters coming within 40 feet of where he and others had been evacuated. In a social media post, Trump again called the investigation a witch hunt and wrote in all caps, "I demand equal time." Tim McGuire, Washington.
Former Republican President Donald Trump's advisor, Peter Navarro, pleaded not guilty on Friday to two misdemeanor counts of contempt of Congress after he refused to provide testimony or documents to the U.S. House of Representatives committee investigating the January 2021 attack on the Capitol. The U.S. House Select Committee, which held its third public hearing on Thursday, subpoenaed Navarro in February, seeking both documents and testimony. The indictment alleges he failed to appear for his deposition or communicate with the panel after receiving the subpoena. One of Navarro's attorneys, John Rowley, told reporters they intend to aggressively defend him in the case. U.S. health regulators have paved the way for the nation's youngest kids to start getting COVID-19 vaccine shots next week. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The CDC now has to recommend how to use the vaccines. A final call will come from Director Rochelle Walensky. In the meantime, its independent advisors are debating, with Dr. Matt Daly saying while young kids generally don't get as sick from COVID-19 as older people.
Among people ages 1 to 4 years of age, COVID-19 is the fifth most common of all causes of death.
Dr. Sarah Long, a CDC advisor and a pediatrician, says they need to act quickly to get the nation's youngest vaccinated.
These very clear data should just decimate the myth that this infection is not life-threatening in this age group.
Shots could start early next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Once again, our top story, European leaders have pledged arms and a path to the European Union for Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.